Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Now, News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with us to answer your tech questions. You can WhatsApp them to us, 087-1400-106. But first, some ideas for last-minute tech gifts. Jess?
Yeah, I have been inundated with requests and DMs going, we're doing an office KK. I have 40 quid to spend. Help. So I've gone through and I've looked at some brilliant ideas that we didn't feature in our Great Gadget Gift Guide, which, by the way, you can still watch back on YouTube. Just search for News Talk. But what I have for you this week is a mishmash of everything. Okay. So first up is the tile tracker. It's 30 quid. You can get it from 3.ie or the three stores around the country. This is a solid gift for anyone and everyone in your life, be it a kid, a teen, an adult, a colleague, a neighbour. It's a Bluetooth tracker, so you can pair it to your phone. You download the app, you pair it to your phone, and as the sort of description would give away, it'll help you find your items. So if you lose the keys down the back of the couch or whatever it may be, you can pinpoint them, you can ring them, you can find the last location that you were associated, that they were near your phone. But also there's a newer version of the tile tracker that now has an SOS alert built in. So you can share, you can download the Life 360 app. So if you and I wanted to download that, associate our accounts, and if something happens to me, I press that button, the button on the tile tracker, and you'll get a notification saying something's up with Jess.
Okay.
So it's a nice idea, 30 quid. I think that there's a few different versions. Obviously, there's the Apple AirTag for the iPhone users in your life, but I'm a huge fan of the tile. Also, as someone pointed out to us on this segment a few weeks ago, you can get ones that are shaped like a credit card, so you can put it into your wallet and all the rest. So I would highly recommend.
Well, now there's something that I would have loved as a child.
Oh, me too, Pat, me too. This is it's a build your own robot Bluetooth speaker.
Yes.
And the robot speaker is called Harold. I went for a walk after work yesterday into Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and I went into one of my favourite stores, which is called Cogs Toys and Games. And it is an emporium of everything. They have STEM and STEAM gift ideas for every age bracket. And when I tell you I had to restrain myself from buying this for myself, I really, really mean it. It's $43.95 and it's a beginner's DIY kit where you build your own robot. At the end, when you have it, you have a Bluetooth speaker that'll allow you to play a bit of music. It also has different functionality, but it's very good for anyone who wants to get into coding, mechanics, that physical engaging with technology, okay, but not in a screen.
And do you need a soldering iron or is it all done by screwdriver?
It's very, very simple. And what's brilliant is it takes around an hour to build. The instructions on it, because I did a bit of reading up on it last night, the instructions are super simple. Anyone can do it regardless of your level of engagement. But I also want to mention within COGS, there are a few other things that caught my eye that aren't on my list. There's a more sophisticated robot that you can build that walks around. And when you move the cables, it'll go from a sitting robot to a standing robot. Fantastic gift idea. You can also build your own retro games console. Now, it's 150 quid, so it has to be for someone that you absolutely love or for yourself. But I love it. And then the other thing that caught my eye in COGS, these tiles, they're called Connectix. And they're kind of like a mishmash between Lego and magnets. And they come together, they light up, they let you build different shapes. It's very good for hand-eye coordination, for building, all of that stuff, suitable from 3 years of age. A pack of 24 is 70 quid. But if you're looking for something sciencey, techie, not screen-based, but still getting the brain going, go into COGS. They're just fantastic. And they're an Irish business as well.
Now, the Fitbit Inspire 3, why that?
This one is a great gift to give at Christmas because, firstly, it's 70 quid from Currys. And it's a nice one because I fear sometimes people will say, you know what, in January now, I'm going to hit the roads. I'm going to do 10K in 20 minutes. It's going to be fantastic. Mm. And they overpromise and underdeliver, which is fine. But by starting with a tracker like this, you're giving the gift of to somebody where they will get the insights in terms of their movement, their activity, their sleep, their heart rate and all the rest. But it's not going to cost the earth. The Inspire 3, it's very neat on the wrist. So it doesn't look like it's one of the very thin ones. It doesn't look like you have a satellite dish on your wrist. And again, for that price point, I think it's a brilliant gift idea.
Does it tell the time as well?
It even tells the time.
OK, let's talk about the Instax MiniLink 3 wireless photo printer.
Yeah. This is something that I like. HP brought one out a few years ago, the HP Sprocket, and I still use it. I actually used it recently because I've started one of my little nerdy hobbies that I'm now into is scrapbooking because I have so many lanyards and tickets and bits and pieces from my travels over the years and they were just sitting in storage boxes. So I took out my Sprocket and I started printing out photographs associated with each of the trips, and the Instax MiniLink 3 is the exact same idea.
So direct from your phone?
Direct from your phone. It's about the size of your hand. It's very, very neat. It's wireless. So you turn it on, pair with your phone, you pick your photos, and then you print them out. It takes about 10 to 15 seconds to print them out. You can also get stills from videos as well. So if there's a particular thing that you want to pull, it looks absolutely gorgeous. It's a very sweet gift. Now, what I would say is the printer itself is 99 quid. You do get sheets of the e-ink paper with it. But then the e-ink paper is a bit spenny. So you'd want to perhaps bulk buy that, shop around and get a good deal. But as a gift idea, I think it's a beautiful one for sure.
Now, more questions flooding in. My 12-year-old son is asking for a laptop to use for gaming. Mm. I have no clue. Budget is small as I've already bought him a few presents. He plays Roblox and Minecraft and my budget is 400.
Okay, so Santa will already know this. That gaming laptops are very specialized, right? Now, if somebody is looking to buy a gaming laptop, you need very specific tech spec on that. You might struggle with the budget of 400. It depends on the gaming titles that are hoping to be played. What I'd recommend is that you get on to some of the refurbished outlets. So refurbed.ie, Back from the Future here in Dublin. Somewhere like that will be able to, if you have an idea of the titles that you want to play, get you a good deal, because very often a gaming laptop costs, you know, from 800 to sky's the limit.
I wonder, could Jess recommend a good front and rear facing dash cam package? That's from Robert.
I don't, because I don't drive, so this is not my area of expertise, to be completely honest with you. I do know that there are certain brands that are very, very big in this world. In terms of the front and back, I don't know. Nextbase is the brand that I see quite a bit. They're very neat. They kind of look like webcams. They're very, very neat. They're not the big clunky ones that used to be there. In terms of the front and back, I don't have a personal recommendation for that. But again, maybe one of our listeners does and they can get in touch.
Can you ask Jess if she could recommend a drawing tablet for my 10-year-old son? He's really into graphic design and drawing, and I'd love a recommendation for a starter screen tablet.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend, again, it depends on how much money you want to spend, right? But if you could get a refurbished iPad with the Apple Pencil, that would be a fantastic set and that would last for many, many years. The reason I recommend that is if the child is serious about the drawing and all the rest, they will get the full impact of that sensation. Failing that, the Samsung Tabs are fantastic. So it's the Tab S6, which again, you can get refurbished for around 260 quid. The S10 Lite is €300 and that works with the stylus as well. So they're much more affordable than they used to be. And you can get apps that are free or paid that will enable and unlock the potential of the child when it comes to their art.
Now, this one here says, I have smart bulbs in the house, but I also want them for my outside lights too, but they won't connect to my Wi-Fi. Now, I presume they're not talking about Christmas lights. They're talking about maybe lights at the door to light the porch or whatever. They won't connect with the Wi-Fi. Can Jess help? Is it just they're outside and the Wi-Fi doesn't extend out there?
So that's one potential issue. It depends on the brand of the bulb, because as we spoke about in the gadget gift guide, you do need to have them on the one ecosystem, right? So even though they're not made by Google or by Amazon, they need to be compatible with whatever the main driver of your smart home system is. Mm-hmm. It could be something as simple as the Wi-Fi connectivity doesn't reach out that far. So can you get an extender or one of those systems, a mesh system, to try and extend that? If you want to email me some more information, techtalk@newstalk.com, I will have a look and get back to you and help if
it's
I can.
It's extraordinary. So many people, you know, there was a time you might have a dimmer in your house. You might have switches here, there, occasional lamps. Now people are controlling everything from their phones.
Yes.
Which I think is a bit...
Why, what's...
Potentially awkward and difficult. You know, where's my phone? I can't switch on the lights.
Oh, but that's why you get the Google Home and you yell at Google to do it for you. It's the dream.
All right. Okay, Jess, thank you very much. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent. Thank you. Now,
hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.